They're going to their nest, and he's watching for them.
Oh. Does he go, they go after the eggs, or?
They go and lay the eggs, you know, and he stands out and watches for them, and you start toward the nest, he'll go the other way to lead you away from
them. Oh, I see, to protect the eggs, huh? Uh-huh. Now, if someone's troubled about something, say everything will be all right,
don't worry.
Yeah. Now, did I ask you before, remember I said about pains in the mm-hmm. shoulders and so forth, and a general name for that is, you know, maybe you have it in your knees and so forth.
Rheumatism or arthritis.
All right. And this is a disease that took the lives of a lot of children, especially years ago.
Polio?
Yeah, well, even before polio, there was a...
I don't know, but I can't say it.
Diphtheria? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a disease that caused a yellowing of the skin. It's a liver disease.
Yeah. Well, I just can't think.
You call it yellow...
Yellow jaundice. Oh. Jaundice.
Okay. And a person gets a pain down in his side, he might have to go to the...
Appendicitis.
Uh-huh. And if you can't keep food down, you probably say that person is sick.
And his stomach.
And if he is, he will...
You'll vomit it out.
All right. Now, are there any other terms besides vomit, any for the same thing, meaning vomit?
They used to say they puked it up.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if someone has some nudes, that's okay. I've heard that. That's not, even I know that.
Okay.
I'll tell you something. When I was small, I thought that, I used to think that throw up was the proper term,
yeah.
And that vomit was kind of crude.
Yeah.
And then I found out later it was the other way around. If someone had some news, you know, you'd say, why did he come over? And the answer is, you know, you'd say, he came over, me the news. He came over.
To hear the news?
Or tell, though. He came
tell
over.
Tell the news.
Yeah. And if someone gives you something to use, you know, and then afterwards you'd say, oh, let's say some kind of a pie plate or something, you know, and you really liked it, and you'd say, gee, I'd really like, and then talking about keeping it, you'd say, I'd really like
to keep it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they'd say, if I can't find one of these downtown, I'd like to have this one, right, okay. But if I went downtown and tried to find one like it and I couldn't, you said, I'd be disappointed,
okay. I'd keep that.
Yeah, all right. And if a child bad, you say, now you behave yourself or I'm gonna
whip you.
Okay,
spank you.
Sure. Now, how about an expression such as go and spank or take and spank or up and spank?
I'm going up and spank you.
Okay. And when a young man is seeing a lot of a girl before they're married, you say he is.
They're courting.
Yeah. Now, are there any other terms that you can remember?
He's a sparkiner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any others?
Oh, I guess that's all I know.
Okay, those are good. And you'd say, she is his...
girlfriend.
And he is her...
boyfriend.
And when they're out sparking, you'd say they do a lot of...
smooching.
Okay. Did they ever use...
I thought they do it around here.
Okay. How about bussing or spooning? Either of those common...
Yes, terms? I heard that, bussing.
All right. And if...
Let me tell you a funny one, can I?
Sure, please do. Yeah.
Well, my niece's little boy, he'd say, he walked up to my daughter one time, she was about 2 years old, and he said,